Last month, state legislators passed a bill requiring businesses to offer paid sick leave to employees. But WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that more than 3 weeks after the General Assembly's 90-day session ended, it's not clear whether Governor Larry Hogan plans to veto the bill or allow it to become law.
Advocates for the bill held a press conference this morning to urge Hogan to sign the measure. One of the advocates who spoke is 69-year-old Paul Brown, who works as a security officer at an apartment building in downtown Baltimore.
When I was on my way to work, I felt dizzy, leaned up against the wall, passed out. This is because I had cloggers in my heart. I believe if I had went to see the doctor, it wouldn't have got that serious.
That was last year. Brown had a triple bypass surgery and a stent inserted into his heart in September. But even now, after his surgery, Brown says he still rarely lets illness stand in the way of a day's pay. And in his 10 years working for Allied Barton as a security officer, he says he's seen many coworkers do the same calculus.
I've seen them so sick that some have passed away, some have quit due to their health. They died because they didn't properly take care of themselves. Or just go to a doctor.
The legislature has considered a version of the bill for each of the last 5 years. The version that finally passed requires businesses with 15 or more employees to offer 5 paid days off a year. For Baltimore City Delegate Luke Klippinger, who has led the push for the last 3 years, the issue is personal.
Today I'm going to go see my oncologist. I suffered from, and I still suffer from leukemia, a rare form of leukemia that I found out about last summer. And I was able to take time off to be able to figure out what was going on, what was wrong with me.
He reminded reporters that the governor has had his own battle with cancer.
If it was good enough for the both of us to have sick leave, it's good enough for nearly 700,000 Marylanders to have sick leave. And so that's why I believe that he will look within himself and see a way forward to signing the bill.
Representatives of the governor's office did not respond to calls for comment. In the past, Hogan has sided with critics of the measure, who say it places a heavy burden on small businesses. In March, he promised to veto it, calling the bill dead on arrival. But on the last day of the session, he softened his stance.
We're certainly going to take a look at it. It differs from the bill that we submitted, but I haven't seen the details of the bill.
Hogan's sick leave bill would have applied to businesses with at least 50 employees and provided tax breaks to smaller businesses that voluntarily offered the benefit. The governor described the proposal at a press conference during the session.
If people took advantage of the tax incentives and offered the paid sick leave to their employees, which we're trying to encourage them to do, our bill covers far more people.
That bill died in committee. Sick leave is among 580 bills passed during the General Assembly session that are waiting for Hogan's signature or veto. Other pending bills cover everything from education to criminal justice to the environment. Some are controversial. Others Hogan is expected to sign or has already signed a version of. The governor has already signed more than 340 bills and is expected to sign another 200 tomorrow. Hogan has just over 3 more weeks to sign or veto bills, or they automatically become law. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.